keep going down to another one. It's in the next chapter. Go to chapter 17 and verse 14. Because the seventh lesson we're going to see this morning real quickly is this. Even when David's situation looked hopelessly impossible, God was managing everything. Do you remember that little prayer that David offered in chapter 15? He said, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. Well, look at the answer to that prayer in 2 Samuel 17:14. It says, and Absalom and all the men of Israel said, the counsel of Hushai the Archite is better than the counsel of Ahithophel. Now look at the next part. I have it all underlined and marked in my Bible. For the Lord had purposed to defeat the good advice of Ahithophel, to the intent that the Lord might bring disaster or evil upon Absalom. Now look at this. David entrusted his vengeance to God, and God took it. God caused foolish Absalom to not accept the best counsel of all. If Absalom would have deployed his army, if he'd have just sent the ones he had at that moment instantly out, and if they would have chased David, they could have overrun David and his 600 older mighty men that were with him. All these young, new, zealous warriors could have just ran over them, and they could have zeroed in and gotten David, and he would have been gone. He would have been assassinated. God knew that. And so God frustrated the wise counsel of Ahithophel by using his servant Hushai the Archite. What does that mean? Well, when David's situation looked hopelessly impossible, God was managing everything. And he gets all the credit. When we let God take care of us, when we entrust our personal vengeance to the Lord can do what we could never possibly imagine to remedy the situation. That's why it says in the Bible, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, Hebrews 10:30. We should allow the Lord to recompense our enemies. David had many enemies, many adversaries, but he let the Lord deal with all of them. That's why he was undefeated. David never, ever took a battle on his own. Except one. There wasn't even a battle. It was a small temptation he allowed to get out of hand and overwhelmed him. And we know that story. But every other battle, David entrusted to the Lord. And he always won. We'll go to verse 27 of 2 Samuel 17. Here's the last one. 2 Samuel 17:27. At just the exact moment God planned, all of David's needs are met. Verse 27. Now it happened. I love that. It's kind of like, just happened, you know. Oh, what a coincidence. Isn't that a remarkable coincidence? I mean, don't you see? It's just so cute. Now it happened. When David had come to Mahanaim, now that's on the other side of the Jordan, he's finally where he's going to camp for the night, that Shobai, the son of Nathan from Rabbah, and the people of Ammon, Machir, the son of Amiel from Lodabar, and Barzilla, the Gileadite from Rogalim. You got to read that for devotions, right? That's a great tongue twister, okay? Verse 28, brought beds and basins and earthen vessels and wheat and barley and flour and parched grain and beans and lentils and parched seeds. Boy, were they healthy. You know, I don't think any of those things we could find nowadays in the stores. Verse 29, honey and curds, sheep and cheese from the herd for David and the people who were with him to eat. For they said, the people are hungry and weary and thirsty in the wilderness. Isn't that amazing? Just at the right time. I mean, if they would have come with all that stuff on the top of the Mount of Olives, how would they have carried it all? And they might have dropped it when they got angry at Shimei cussing them out. I mean, and if they'd have got it on this side of the Jordan, they couldn't have got it across the Jordan. I mean, isn't God's timing perfect? And at just the exact moment God planned, every need David had was met. That is just such a beautiful little section. God works behind the scenes in the heart of people to provide just what David needed to continue on. So a servant of the Lord must always entrust his personal needs to the Lord.